have cheese, no roux, no egg, mac and cheese. You'd be surprised how many people actually mess up boiling water or adding a pasta. So first, we add in chicken bouillon in our water. Don't fight me. No, your grandma didn't do this, but Kimmy do. And some salt. Yes, salt. Get you 1 pound of elbow macaroni and 1 spoon. Pour it in the boiling water, mix it immediately. Do not add oil. Do not add oil. Put the oil down. Put the oil down. You add oil to it, it will make the noodles feel slippery and the cheese sauce will not stick to it. For the first 3 or 4 minutes, stir at least once every minute. Yes, it's a one-on-one on boiling pasta. You'd be surprised how many people can mess this up or simply don't know how to do it. It say boil you for 9 to 11 minutes. Hey Google, set a timer for 9 minutes.
Okay, 9 minutes, starting now.
We have 5 different cheeses. We have Gruyere, if you know, you know. 8 ounces of sharp cheddar, 8 ounces of mozzarella cheese. Yes, it does have flavor. 16 ounces of Kobe Jack cheese, and 16 ounces of medium cheddar cheese. One thing about me, I'm gonna work smarter, not harder. Make sure that this part is up. Put it in at the top. I can find a hole. Are you gonna use all this cheese? Probably not. But I like to have more than not enough. Cheese shredded by hand is 10 times better because that bag stuff has that starch on it. Thickens up the cheese sauce and thickens up the macaroni and cheese and makes it a little bit dry. Just saying. The most controversial part of the mac and cheese besides the egg or no egg is the roux or no roux. And I don't use a roux. Add in some butter, some garlic paste. Yes, our grandmas definitely did use evaporated milk and egg. And they put it all together and they put it in the oven. Our nanas, grandmas, and grammys were the real definition of make something out of nothing. Something delicious out of nothing. Y'all love saying, my grammy gonna make a cheese sauce. But your granny also ate chitlins and they wear sunscreen. Some onion powder and some water powder and some smoked paprika. Yes, that much. You wanna smell the seasonings. Go in and add in your heavy cream. That's about 2 cups, or 1.5 cups to 2 cups of heavy cream. The smoked paprika also gives it a really yellow color, not just the cheese. Get this heavy cream nice and bubbly like me. The creamier it is, the better it reheats the next day. All right, cut the heat. Add in your Gruyere cheese, all 4 ounces of your Gruyere cheese. Then add about 1/3 of your mixed cheese. And mix in your cheeses. I'm sorry to tell you, that grainy texture, that bubbly, curdly texture that your grandma had to make a cheese is called overcooked cheese. Yeah. Ain't my new pot cute, y'all? It's crazy because I learned how to cook just so I can make my own food the way I like to. That's part about making food. Make it how you want to. Now add in half your cheese sauce. Gonna just as needed. Then mix it up real good to see if you need to add in any more milk. Now add in another 1/3 of your cheese. Save the rest for the top. I ain't get 4 kids for no reason. Everything's incorporated. Get you a little taste test to make sure the flavor is there. Taste test everything. The noodles with the cheese sauce. Oven safe baking dish. Do not grease it. Do not grease it. The cheese has enough oils in it. Do you not have to grease it. It will not stick to the pan. Add with the remaining cheese or less if you like. Everything in this is fully cooked. There is no raw egg in here. Bake until the cheese turns brown on top, and that's it. At 425 for at least 5-10 minutes. Not 350 for 45 minutes. Now, what they say, what you eat don't make me? Yeah, exactly. Y'all act like we all the human centipede, and y'all the last one. Yeah, grandma's mac and cheese was firm because it sat for 3 hours. Wait on that cornbread. seasoned, cheesy, and fire. You want some? Make your own. All right, bye.